Well, what is the future of Indianapolis worth to you? The Central Indiana Community Foundation is offering an interesting way to find out with its new Ben Franklin Funds project. Melina Jeffers heads the project, and she joins us live this afternoon. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Old thrifty Ben. He was thrifty, but he was very philanthropic-minded, and in his will, he left money for the futures of the cities of Boston and Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And you folks over there at CICF have kind of taken this concept and given it a 21st century spin.
Yes. So the Indianapolis Foundation, which is an affiliate of CICF, is turning 100 this year. It's their 100th anniversary, and they are celebrating by developing two $100,000 funds, which are modeled after Ben Franklin's gift. So he left £1,000 to Philadelphia and £1,000 to Boston, and said that they couldn't be touched for 200 years and that they had to be used for the public good in those two cities for 200 years. So, we're kind of doing the same thing. We're asking 1,000 people to donate $100 and 100 people to donate $1,000. Both of those funds, those dollars, will go untouched for 100 years and will be a gift of $200 million to the residents of Indianapolis in 2116. So, yes, it's similar.
And the people that donate and get on those lists, mm-hmm. Their names are going to go into a time capsule.
Their names are going into a time capsule. So we are developing a book of the names of 1,100 donors and some wishes of what some of the donors would like for Indianapolis, their big ideas for Indianapolis in 100 years. And we'll publish those 1,100 names and some profiles of the donors in a book that will be buried underground for 100 years. Yes, in a time capsule. So here's your chance to live forever, right?
And who knows how much that money will be worth in 100 years.
Right. We know it will be significant, right? Like, it won't be a small gift, but sure, of course, in 100 years, we don't know exactly what that dollar amount will be. Also, the donors get to participate in an evening of 100 dinners. And so there are dinners all across Marion County on June 15th and June 23rd. And once you donate, it asks if you would like to host one of those dinners or if you'd like to participate in one of those dinners and share a meal with other people interested in the future of Indy. And so, yeah, it's a good way to have kind of people meet, have strangers talk, and all, unify us around this idea of loving our city and taking care of our city and investing in our city now and turning that into a really huge gift for people, well beyond us.
And maybe getting out of our instant gratification,
yes.
now, have,
right.
type of life.
Right. Do you think there'll still be like a microwave society in 100 years? Or is that
part of me hopes not, but part of me expects it may be even worse.
Who knows, right? Right. But it kind of challenges us to think beyond ourselves and out of ourselves and to think about, like, I think about the version of me 100 years from now and how can I support that person, right? How can I support the ideas that someone has a century from now? And it's cool that people a century ago did that for us today.
Plus, to see how Indianapolis has changed so much in just 10, 20, 30 years, let alone 100 years, what
right?
it might be. And this is it's a tax-deductible contribution as well.
Yes.
And you can find out more about it at bn2016.org.
Yes, bn2016.org/BFF. Look for the Ben Franklin Funds tab.
All right. Good luck in the future to you, Melina.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.